With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump plans to keep up the pressure on the Iranian regime.
There's a lot of different ways we can do that. Military means, financial means, economic means. But I think we want to keep the pressure on them and try to do everything we can to help the brave Iranian people who are protesting against their corrupt dictatorial regime.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Economist Steve Moore says Democrat-run states have a growing demographic problem.
This next census, which comes in 2030, California could lose 4 congressional seats. Now think about that. This is a state for the last 150 years has always gained electoral states as it grew and grew and grew. And under Gavin Newsom, they've lost over 2.5 million residents on net.
Economist Steve Moore spoke with us this week as well. The U.S. stock market roared back as technology stocks recovered much of their losses from earlier in the week, and Bitcoin even halted its plunge, at least for the time being. President Trump yesterday told reporters he's pleased that the Wall Street saw a rebound and also that the Dow Jones Industrial Average has reached a new record high.
The Dow just hit 50,000, 3 years ahead of schedule. They said probably couldn't be done in the 4-year period. We did it in 1 year. So we're 3 years ahead of schedule, broken all-time record, 50,000, which they say couldn't happen.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 1,206 points Friday. It topped the 50,000 level for the first time ever, while the NASDAQ composite rallied 2.2% of its value. Chip companies helped drive the gains on hopes for more big spending by consumers diving into AI technology. Stocks also got a boost from a better reading this week on consumer sentiment among Americans. This is SRN News. Americans giving their thoughts on religion and entertainment. Michael Harrington takes a closer look.
According to a new poll released by Harris X and the Faith and Media Initiative, 92% of adults say faith has a role to play in movies and TV, and 77% believe depictions of faith would have broad appeal. Allison Brady of Harris X says the survey contains suggestions for Hollywood, adding that integrating religion into a story, quote, shouldn't feel forced. It shouldn't feel like a message. It should feel organically part of the character's life and the storyline. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has concluded that San Jose State University discriminated against women by letting a man play on the women's volleyball team. The Education Department says the school must accept a settlement or risk losing federal funding. The university, located in California, would have to accept the administration's definition of male and female. This is SRN News. Keith Peters has a story of human kindness in Connecticut.
Firefighters came to the rescue of a swan found stuck in a frozen Connecticut river this week. Norwalk Fire Department crews donned cold water rescue suits and used ropes to carefully go out on the ice-covered Norwalk River on Tuesday. They soon found the swan's feet were frozen into the ice, and it took them about 30 minutes to free the bird and bring it to shore. Keith Peters reporting.
The unprecedented four-site dual cauldron Milan-Cortina Winter Games have officially been declared open at the conclusion of a ceremony yesterday, replete with references to Italian icons and culture. It's the most spread-out Olympics in history, with competition venues dotting an area roughly the size of the state of New Jersey. The main hub on Friday was in Milan at San Siro Soccer Stadium, allowing athletes to participate in the Parade of Nations. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.